what about this turnout? Were you expecting anything like this?
I was, actually. Yeah, okay. Todd's one of the biggest living comic book artists ever. Yeah. Like, he's huge. Yeah. You know, him and Jim Lee, maybe. But, yeah, Todd is gigantic, and I knew he would have a big draw, especially, you know, he's a Calgarian as well, or he was born here, spent a lot of time in Edmonton. Yeah. Myself with Video Game Trader and Steve with Comic Traders, we threw this together at Todd's request in 15 hours.
Well, and then talk to me a little bit about that, because I understand there's a connection between you and Todd.
Yeah, his nephew is a good customer, Video Game Trader. He's been coming in for years and years. Eventually, I asked him, I'm like, oh, McFarlane, you related to Seth or Todd? And like, kind of making a joke. And he's like, oh, yeah, Todd's my uncle. And I was like, oh, what? Todd's one of, like, my personal heroes, like, as an artist and in business. Yep. He's awesome. So, yeah, I always, like, I know Todd comes into town to see his family, you know, see his dad, to help him out. And I had always mentioned to Jesse that it would be cool if he could bring Todd by sometime and just check out my store. Come into my space and tell me if my store was awesome or if it sucked. Like, whatever. I did not expect anything like this to happen.
His dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Actually, many, many years ago, in the early 2000s, before we had bought Video Game Trader or any of that, I ran a toy company. So we would sell, like, McFarlane toys and all that kind of stuff. And so in those early days, Bob used to promote McFarlane toys at local conventions.
Really?
Yeah, so Bob came to us at our very first show ever, me and my business partner, and he was like, well, your setup's great, you have great stuff, you look so professional. He's like, where's your store? I want to come check it out. And I was like, man, we're seriously in my basement.
Yeah.
But so he was super supportive for our first few years, and eventually he kind of stopped doing promo for McFarlane at conventions in town, and we lost touch or whatever. Weirdly, Jesse tells me that he remembered me.
And this small was, world sometimes, you never know.
20 years ago.
You're kidding.
You know, and I'm just some punk kid reselling McFarlane toys. And yeah, but I mean, all of that led to this. So, you know, like, that family has been a big influence on me, whether they know it or not.
Yeah.
And also Jesse, like, you know, he's a big, big gamer, so he picks up stuff. So when we got the call, I was actually pretty shocked to be offered anything even remotely close to that. And it was entirely Jesse. There's a lot of excellent comic stores in this city.
Yes.
That honestly probably served the event more than I knew. But he really likes me, and he really pushed Todd to reach out.
Yeah.
And he did. We talked. He wanted a strong comic book element. He was worried about, like, he doesn't do this.
Yeah.
He hasn't done an in-store signing in a decade. He hasn't done a Calgary signing since the 90s. So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
He usually does the larger conventions like Expo, or he'll do sanctioned signings with CGC, which is a comic rating company, where you submit your book. So he kind of does that at their head office, and it's all witnessed or whatever. So to do an in-person signing for free in a store is pretty rare. In a video game store is extremely non-existent.
Yeah.
So he said, we need a strong comic book connection.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's perfect, because we're in a mall with a comic book store.
Yeah.
And there's no way that Steve, the owner of Comic Traders, would say no.
No.
If you did, you're crazy, and you should sell your store to me.
Well, and then what does this day tell you about the typical Todd McFarlane fan? I mean, how dedicated they are.
Super dedicated. I mean, what, we started at 11:30. Yeah. It's 6 o'clock. Some people got here as early as 4 a.m. and waited, you know, 5 to 7 hours. But I'll tell you, at a regular convention, like a big convention, you'll spend that time in line.
Oh, yeah.
And that crushes your whole day. So if you go in there and you pay for parking and you pay a ticket to get in and you want to meet a legendary creator or a big actor, it's going to eat your entire day. At least with this, everybody came mentally prepared, like, this was the event that we were doing.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think that people who are interested in this particular type of stuff, like comic book stuff and movie stuff and video game stuff, is they know the type of turnout and manage expectations. And honestly, like, people in the line have been great.
Mm-hmm.
My crew kept it flowing really well. We overtook almost the entire mall wrapping around it, and none of the businesses complained. So everybody was really good about managing themselves, but they're fiercely dedicated. And it's very interesting to see the variety of things that people have brought, like, you know, what the thing is that they enjoy that Todd did, you know, whether it's a comic book or an art print or a jersey or a toy or rarely a video game. There are Spawn games, but they're quite hard to come by.
I didn't know that till today. I saw someone in line with one, and I, like,
Yeah, there's three or four. They're all very, like, we didn't have any.
No, yeah,
we,
well, sure.
We dug up two, and I gave them to Steve to auction, or give away, sorry, to give away on his Whatnot channel. That's been streaming the event live all day.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
yeah, and that's a huge thing, too.
It
Whatnot has 3 million or 30 million. I don't know. You have to ask Steve the numbers. of users. So when we started 1145, Whatnot pushed a notification to every single user on their network that this was happening, and it's a worldwide network.
And how is the, has it been brisk?
He has, I've been so busy, I haven't been over there.
I'm guessing it was.
I did a little spot, and he said it's been really, really well. We've given away at least 100 books, I think. And that's anyone in the world can enter to get this book for free, and we ship it out. Comic Traders does. I haven't done anything.
No, but it's a nice collaboration that you guys do. That's great.
Yeah, it's super good. We've worked together on like small events in the mall and mini cons and things like this together for sure. And like part of the thing being a weird community mall, it's mostly independent stores. There's only five chain stores. Of the independents, like Video Game Trader is the largest physical space.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a no-brainer to bring this in here. The space I've cleared for Todd is the size of most comic stores, and then we have an entire store still to operate.
Yeah, you couldn't have done this over at Comic Trader.
No, it'd be way too small.
Yeah, I mean, you could have, but
Yeah, and like the vain part of me, like they reached out to me. So to have one of my heroes come and like hang out in my store and do such a nice thing for like my community, amazing.